going, but that was the prelude for a box, partita number one. I'm going to play the whole partita, but considering what I'm going to do to it, I thought I might need a little explanation first. A partita was one of several different terms for a Baroque dance suite, which was the preeminent instrumental form of the Baroque period. And a dance suite, just like the name sounds, it was a collection of dances, all in the same key, but of different character. Each dance was represented a characteristic national or regional dance from a different part of Europe. So every suite had it was pretty much required to have an allemande, which was a German dance, courante or corrente, which was a French dance, sometimes translated to Italy, and a saraband from Spain, and a jig, which is obviously an English or an Irish dance. And you know, when Bach wrote these, it was really very light-hearted music from Bach's perspective. This was entertainment music, the kind of music you would play at court. People didn't actually dance to it, probably, but it would have been played at parties or would have been played by amateurs, not necessarily for an audience. And the amateurs might pick and choose, play a movement here, a movement there. Nowadays, Bach has become part of the concert repertoire, which there was no such thing as concerts, let alone concert repertoire in his time. But now it's part of the concert repertoire, and it's a kind of, buttoned-up world. And Bach, in particular, is on this pedestal as the great compositional and theological genius of his time. And people come to a concert, and they sit in nicely, politely, and quietly in the dark, and sit and listen, while people are playing this dance music, which is a little bit strange, I thought. So I think our great reverence for Bach sometimes takes away, from the realization that this is just kind of, some fun and very interesting and kind of swinging music. So what I thought, frankly, I also get bored listening to six or seven dance movements in the same key, same composer. So I thought, okay, what I'll do is, I will, to keep you from being bored, keep me from being bored, I'll split this up and alternate Bach movements with movements from 20th century American dance tradition, basically ragtime and ragtime related pieces. Also picking pieces all in the key of B flat so that it works out. I thought this would be a great idea, and I explained it to my lovely wife when she asked me what it was going to be like, and I said, what I just told you. And she said, so let me get this straight. So you think it's a little bit boring to listen to 20 minutes of dance music all one piece after another in the same key? So you're going to play 40 minutes of dance music. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. So now I'm going to just play those pieces in alternation and see how it goes, starting with the allemande.